So, what do you do when you hear that your town has just 12 hours of water left? For Justin Ulbrich, the answer was, fill up the bathtub. In fact, fill up both bathtubs.
And I was thinking, everybody's filling up bathtubs. And I was thinking, we're going to use up that water pretty quickly, probably.
Other Sitkins headed straight to the store. This is Ian Fritz, a supervisor at AC Lakeside Grocery Store.
8:30 till about 9:30. All the water in the store was gone. Once all the water was gone, I was like, ice. You know, get it ice, put it in a bucket, it'll melt. You got some water right there, so.
And then, interesting enough, we also sold a tremendous amount of water containers. So I'd imagine that folks were probably taking the containers and filling those up from the taps and just getting stockpiled for the evening.
That's Max Rule, chief financial officer at the parent company that owns Sitka C-Mart and Market Center grocery stores. The run on water was intense enough that Rule decided to set some aside.
I was concerned that if we got into a situation where the community ran out of water and perhaps the Pioneers home or the hospital or someone needed some pure water, that we would be able to provide that for them. So I pulled back about a pallet of water.
For Jessica McKay, a manager at the Larkspur Cafe, the problem wasn't so much the flow of water as the flow of information.
There's not a really good place to find out information, like online and stuff. So I guess, you know, that's sort of frustrating.
The Larkspur normally opens at 8 a.m., but by 7:30 Thursday, the staff still weren't sure about the water situation. The cafe stayed closed until lunchtime. There was one group of people who weren't pleased when the water returned. Sitka High School students Lucky Miguel and Casey Coleman were eating lunch with friends at the Backdoor Cafe on Thursday, and they said they'd gladly have taken a few hours without water if it had meant a day off from school. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.